stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it has certainly been a diverse hour so far today, folks. As Mary and I take back our show mics from RJ following his open road last segment on the slate, it's time for today's destination spotlight, as Florida is going to be our focus, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands with over 200 resorts here in the States and around the world, they provide premier travel experiences featuring spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Yeah, they really do. Whether it was their Las Palmeras Resort in Orlando, where we were last month, or Ocean Beach Club and Ocean Air Resort in Virginia Beach last week, the locations for our most recent big Let's Go America tour events, wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information, go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're going to dive into America's 27th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1845. Certainly, Florida is one of our nation's most popular destinations. Carol Dover, the CEO of Florida's Restaurant and Lodging Association, joins us now to discuss her state.
Well, good morning, Carol. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Robert and Mary, for having me.
Appreciate you being with us. So, you know, we have spent a lot of time in Florida over the years. A month ago, we were there in Orlando for the big Let's Go America tour, and then we traveled down to Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Mary and I were actually in March as well in Miami.
Miami Beach, yeah.
Yeah, we were. And right. I know last year, Marco Island, nearby Naples, and RJ, who just did the open road segment, he has a new appreciation for Amelia Island that we love, where he was just for a major car event recently. So tourism numbers to Florida remain hot. They're up nearly 2% from last year, and that's after setting a record in 2023. So I know your governor was quoted saying Florida's tourism industry leads the nation. I want you to share some reasons why you encourage our travelers out there to come spend their tourism dollars in your state.
Well, to both of you, thank you for having me. I can say that we're incredibly blessed to have over 800 miles of the most beautiful beaches in the world. Many of our beaches are ranked number one year after year. We are, I consider, the tourism mecca of the world. We have amazing attractions. We also happen to have some of the best hotels and culinary cuisine anywhere in the country. So with all of the things and the nature trails and the ecotourism that we have, why not visit Florida? We are truly one of the most vacation states anywhere in the country.
Yeah, and you're so spot on with culinary. We've certainly seen it in Miami and other areas, but we were very impressed with the growth in Orlando and variety of restaurants and quality.
Right?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and I know you're a native of Orlando. You know, so Robert and I also really enjoy Sarasota, Anna Maria Island, the beaches you mentioned. I do love Destin. I think that's a great area. And of course, we love the vibe of Miami. I'm told that you enjoy the outdoors, that you're into the equestrian scene, you like to run. So what are some areas of Florida that you would like to educate our listeners on?
Well, most people I find are not familiar with what's going on in a very small county, Marion County, which is Ocala. Ocala has always been known as the horse capital of the world, but literally now nobody can argue that it isn't. The World Equestrian Center has opened up there, and if you haven't seen it, when I tell you it's world class, and I've been very blessed in my life and my career with my horses to travel to not just the country, but to Europe, and I've seen some of the most beautiful equestrian areas. But you don't have to like horses to want to go to the World Equestrian Center. The hotel is truly one of the top hotels anywhere in the state, I would argue in the country. The culinary arts there are just out of this world.
So we're going to put
they
Ocala
do a wine and food festival in the fall that if you two can attend, we'd love to have you. So I would say that's kind of the hidden jewel that a lot of people don't know about.
Very so I want to go in this direction with you right now. Last week, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association praised him for, protecting hotels from squatters. So I want you to talk about why this was so important and what the new law does.
Well, it basically makes it easier for us to evict people who choose to overstay their welcome, if you will. We have not had a process in Florida where if someone overstays, that we had the ability to have law enforcement come and evict them. And so now we do, and we're very grateful for the governor for signing our very important piece of legislation.
Yeah, I was happy to see that, and I know that took a little time to get that through, but that's good for certainly travelers and locals alike in Florida, no question.
There's nothing more frustrating than checking into a hotel and being told that, I'm sorry, we have some folks that have overstayed and we don't have your room available. Yeah. So that won't happen anymore in Florida.
No, well,
they will be forced to leave if they choose to overstay.
Well, it still blows me away that that rule didn't even exist before for hoteliers. I mean, what a difficult
right?
situation. So last question from us today, Carol, and this is opinion based. So just off the top of your head, your opinion, what's the most Floridian thing to do that you want to throw out there to our listeners when visiting your state?
Well, as the president and CEO of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, I think I would have to say the most Floridian thing to do is come to our state, enjoy our hotels, and dine at some of our amazing restaurants. Because in addition to the most beautiful beaches that I mentioned, our hotels and restaurants in the state are superior to any other state that I've ever traveled to.
Well, Carol, we're going to leave it there. That's what we're going to encourage folks to do. We very much appreciate you joining us this morning, and we hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you, Robert and Mary. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Carol. Take care.
All right, Mary. Well, there it is, a little bit of touching on Florida for today. Great state, and there we are. All right, Florida is how we will put a bow on Hour 1 today, everyone. Hour 2 will begin in about 7 minutes with the Preferred Travel Panel. Plus, we're going to be answering emails next hour as well. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.